Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Greetings, everyone. This is Dr. Betty speaking. And listen, I want to thank you again for tuning in to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. Listen, you guys know me, right? Each and every week, I have an amazing guest on our show. And people are like, where do you find these guests from? Well, you have to be able to reach out and see the people in the world, not just around you in your community, but worldwide that are doing amazing things. And today I found just that person for you. And it's a she. You know, I'm still celebrating Women's Awareness Month. It doesn't matter if we're in the month of March or not. I'm celebrating my birthday this month. There are so many celebrations that are taking place, but this is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show. It is it's filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners that are worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things that you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in here with us every Wednesday. And I'm not going to even keep you too long today, but this young lady that I'm bringing before you, she's like our other ladies that we've had on the platform. She's going to tell you nothing but stone truth. So if you're lacking motivation right now to the point that is keeping you stuck in life, the only person standing in your way is you. So I want to surprise you with a young lady. Her name is Dr. Layla Awale. Yay! And I got that right too. Dr. Layla Awale, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Glad to be here, Betty.
Yeah. So Dr. Layla and I met, maybe 2 years ago. And
yes,
I was in Kenya and we happened to be on the same speaking platform together. I fell in love with her when she showed a video of herself. And let me tell you, I thought I was a warrior for life until I met a true warrior. Dr. Layla, tell us who you are and what it is that you do and where you're from also.
Thank you very much for having me on board, Betty. I'm honored and humbled. My name is Layla Awale. Thanks for pronouncing it right. I'm from the coastline of Kenya, which is Mombasa. Our capital is Nairobi, but I'm from Mombasa, where all the beaches, we have everything here. We've got the animals, you can do the safaris, you can have the beaches, you can hike, we have everything here. So welcome, I invite you to my humble abode. What do I do? They know me as a serial entrepreneur. So I run my businesses, which is real estate, tours and travel, and insurance. But I'll tell you what my purpose is. My purpose is what has made me become a transformational life coach, a motivational speaker, a women's empowerment expert, personal development expert, basically a peace advocate, and a lot more. So I'm really grateful that I'm with you here. Mm-hmm. And I'm just glad that you chose me. And I'm glad that we met. And yes, I'm ready to tell you more.
It is such an honor. Just honestly, it was such an honor just to be graced with your presence. And your business partner was there too. I actually have to see your photo so you can tell me who all of these people are, you know, yeah, on this photo, because I tell you, your platform and that you just said to all of us is absolutely amazing. And you're respected by so many that are there in your area. Some of the questions that I know my audience love, because they send me these questions like, will you ask your next guest this? What about this? So I I've gotten the main questions out of the way because I know when they heard when they hear your voice, they're gonna be like, Betty, where's she from? Where is she from? What part of the earth? What motivated you to get started in the business and what you're doing and who you are today? And being a warrior, what motivated you?
I've got two parts of me. The first part basically is I grew up in a very small family. It was just me and my sibling brother. And I grew up where both my parents, my mom and dad, were hardcore business people. So ever since I was young, they used to hold my hand, take me to the office. My dad used to take me on the field. So I've been, I basically grew up in an entrepreneurial environment where business and a lot of love. I mean, I must say I got a lot of love from my family. So we were, my dad was a people person. So I also got to interact with a lot of people. And he did not just enclose us into our own culture. He made us see other cultures. And we were constantly hosting people. We were constantly entertaining. So I had a lot of interaction from a young age. So I said, I want to start writing checks when I grow up like my father. You know, I want to own a big, fat checkbook. And sure enough, I did. And of course, I started with real estate because we had a few family issues in real estate and I sorted them out. And my dad said, this is the best platform for you. But my dream vision was to be a fashion designer. I even studied it and I wanted to run and own one of the biggest fashion houses in Kenya. But sometimes your visions do change. Your dreams do change. And I have no regrets whatsoever. And then it's just been there onwards. But ever then, for 2-3 years after I had started my businesses, I still began searching for a purpose. What is my purpose? Why am I here on earth? What am I meant to do? What differences can I make?
Yeah.
You know, and I also felt like I was drifting away from my spirituality. So I wanted to connect with God again, you know? So in the midst of all these questions, I started drifting towards helping people. I started noticing that I'm always happy when somebody is happy and not sad. When people are down, I want to lift them up. So I started giving out my hand and in turn seeing the results. And then I decided to go to India. Mm-hmm. And I went when I did the trip in India, it was basically a health retreat, but it changed me forever, Betty.
Wow.
I found my purpose in India and I was told, you know, I found like a voice telling me you are meant to go out there and deliver, hold people. Because everybody I spoke to would say, you're such a warm person. We feel so connected with you. We feel like you just emulate light around us and you have a beautiful aura. And I said, if this is the gift that God has bestowed upon me, then so be it. I need to make sure that it goes out to everybody who surrounds themselves near me, close to me, and if I can, far and wide. And that's how it all started. And I know it wasn't the wrong choice. I am so grateful for it because the lives I've transformed, the people I've come across, the testimonials are by the thousands and they don't lie. So I'm just grateful. And of course, I was in Somalia. I worked with the US Army. I worked with the United Nations. Because of my cultural background, I did become a warrior after that, for sure. Being in the missions, and I think you know where I'm coming from, it only makes you resilient. Challenge is my food. For me, obstacles, challenges, hurdles, you know, those are like my exercise playground for me. I'm like, bring it on. You know, I got this. So over the years, I've seen me grow and I've had people grow with me. And, you know, that is how it took me to you all also, you know, and you don't meet people by chance. This is all planned by God, you know, and God is the one who makes us all meet each other. And I will only connect right now, Betty, for the last few years, I'm only connecting with people that need my connection. I do not get anywhere near bad energy it never comes near me. I only get good vibes and people to help. And once my job is done, I keep moving because I'm all about transform and go and give you the toolbox that you need to get you somewhere in life. So amen to that.
I'm not even being bothered by you right now. I can't even take notes because I wanted to just, I was like, you have stepped all into my corner. You said connecting to people who's connecting to me, you know, and oh my goodness. And then you said challenge is my food. This is a warrior talking here.
Yes.
A warrior talking.
If I have a week that I haven't been challenged, I feel empty. Something inside of me is dead, literally. Because this is basically my fertilizer. And I tell people, as long as you're not challenged, as long as you do not get obstacles in your way, your brain is not moving, you are not shaken up, you've got to be shaken up, you will wake up then. But as long as you're not shaking, you're going to be asleep for a while.
See, this is why it says my internet is unstable, but listen, this is why I need to bring you back on a live with me one day, because honestly,
I would love to do a live with you for sure. I want you on my platform also.
Yes. You are definitely his chosen one. And I want to tell you that my husband and I are part of a motorcycle club here. And he's Superman and I'm Superwoman. And you know, Superwoman is a warrior. As you're talking,
yes.
We both are retired from the military. And and it's like you're talking about resilience. You're saying things that I am definitely walking in an image that I want others to follow, you know. Yes. And it's about my character. It's about commitment. It's
absolutely
all, yes. And you know, the imprint that you are leaving, and you said among thousands, and they have testimonies against for you or for what you have, how you have transformed their life. Now you are such an inspiration to others. Who and what is your inspiration? Who are some of the people that you can say, these people inspired me? And as
I tell you, the people who inspire me are people like Robin Sharma, Les Brown, Dr. Ruben West, Dr. Clyde Rivers. You know, I've got, and of course, I'm from the school of John F. DeMartini. I'm one of his students. You know, those are the people I look up to. But I also look up to children. And this is really funny because I go and keep myself close to the very old, and I also keep myself close to the very young. There's a lot you can learn from these little kids. It's amazing. Here's this one, Betty. You're going to love this one. This is my mantra. I've got two of them. One very powerful one is, out of every mess in your life, you ready for this one? Out of every mess in your life, you will always get a message. You will always get a message.
One of my favorites, yes.
So whenever people are down, that's the time that they're actually being risen up, but they just don't get it, you know? And at the last minute when you're just about to quit is when your world is opening up for you, and that's when you quit. So I've learned never to quit. I won't quit. I'm not a quitter. I wasn't born a quitter, and I'm not going to be a quitter. So I refuse. I go against the tides. For me, I go against the tides. Mm-hmm. And I always say conquer from within. You know my slogan.
Mm-hmm.
It's conquer from within.
Mm-hmm.
And who I am today has got a lot to do with what I have gone through in my life. And that's a living testimony. So people have told me, you know, how Layla? I mean, You almost feel like you've got crocodile skin. No, I have a heart. I feel, I cry, I shed tears too. But let me tell you, when it comes to the battlefield, I'm all ready to go. I got my armors on and I'm all set to go. I am ever ready to go. So for me, I keep saying, challenge, come on. Yeah, where are you today? I want to see you around the corner because I'm ready. So this is what I tell everybody, you know, I tell everybody, the more you take yourself forward, the more you keep in the front line, that's when you're going to be seen. And that's when you are going to be a stronger, better, bigger version of yourself. Because what do? Every day we want to become a bigger, better version of ourselves. In turn, we get to make other people bigger, better versions of themselves.
Girl, I am so in love with you. We didn't have the opportunity of spending time like this together when I was in Kenya, because everyone was
coming in June, I pray.
I know. I'm hoping. I'm like, I have to get with the team and see what's going on with that. So
yeah, I hope you guys. Yeah.
Yes, I'm hoping
we'll get closer together this time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because this is good. This right here, it's not often that I could find another woman that has been on a different version of the battlefield, you know, but still that same platform. It says, you know, you've been a part and affiliated with the military, and you've gone in there without any fear, from what I hear, you know. Yes. You walk boldly into that environment, and your military is so much tougher than the military that I served, honestly. And you don't even have to tell me what it was like for you being there, but I know that it was a different spiritual warfare. It was everything about it was different, even though we were still on battles, we were still involved in different battles. But wow, tell me your definition of leaving an imprint.
Leaving an imprint, for me, it's the differences that you make in somebody's life. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to leave a legacy behind. You know, we're not here for nothing. And as long as your purposes are basically, they've been carved out for you, you have to live those imprints, you know. And right now it's all about doing as much good as we can, because there's no room for bad around us. You know that for a fact. You know, our energy will not deliver us to anything negative. So we are here to basically make sure, I'll tell you what my imprint would be to leave my clones behind. I want to leave my clones behind. Because I want to clone as many people to be junior Laylas of their own versions, you know, and that would be leaving an imprint and making huge differences, more than what I've already done. But I want to keep moving and keep moving until my last breath.
Wow. I love the fact that you said junior Laylas.
Yes.
That's powerful, because you are, you know, when I say warrior, people look as it being a fictitious thing, like Superwoman never really exists. You know, it was a cartoon phenomenal. It was just, but the fact that the name itself speaks volume. But and to be a genuine, to be a full flesh with blood running through your vein, that type of warrior, and to be acknowledged as a true warrior. Yes, that's who you are. And it's like such an honor to, like, I want to say break bread is something that we use here, to break bread with you. Honestly, I have the fact that I ask you that particular question is because strong people are not simply born, they resurrect by sharing the imprint that they generate throughout their life journey. And that's exactly what you remind me of, and what I think you are living by. And as you said, we have got to stay connected, because I want to continue to support and actually share your platform with others, that is. So tell me, How can one get in touch with you? I know we spoke earlier and you said you have some things that are currently going on. What are you working on right now?
I'm working on a couple of things. I'm working on virtual platform because now we're going virtual. So of course, I miss the stage because that's where I'm alive. Mm. You know? So right now we don't have stages. So we're gonna have websites. So I'm gonna launch my website soon. I'm gonna have my training modules in there. But what I really wanna do also is connect with people. I want to connect with people that are not in my country. I wanna move out now and go globally. And I also, yeah, I want to have lots of interacting sessions. I want to do lives, you know, and I basically want to be the little Oprah Winfrey of East Africa. That's my dream come true.
The little Oprah Winfrey of East Africa.
I mean, Oprah is big, so I just want to be the little Oprah of East Africa. That's my dream, basically.
Oh my goodness! And see, the thing about leaving your own imprint, like Oprah is leaving one, we have to definitely home in on yours. You know, like if Oprah can do it, so can I. That's what you'll have to say. Yes, you know, Oprah did it. I'm next. I got next, Oprah, or something like that. Because now this is your imprint, and then some little girl or some teenager is going to come along and say, hey, I'm a junior Layla, you know. I'm going to follow her footprints, her imprints.
My other project is to get as many women in Africa to be confident. We don't have confident women in Africa. We have several at the moment, but we're still way behind. So I want to nurture young girls to start having confidences at a very young age. And I want to help them in their visions and in their dreams.
Yes.
And you know, we never had motivational speakers, inspirational speakers. We never had coaches during my time. So I feel that the avenue is so blessed for them, and they need to reach out to us, and we need to reach out to them. Because again, I do not believe in dying with music inside of you. I believe in sharing my knowledge. I believe in sharing whatever I have learned, because I too learned and I need to teach. So, you know, when you give, you get. And what you believe in, you definitely achieve.
I am not messing with you. Done. She said, do not leave music inside of you.
Do not die with music inside of you.
Yes, don't die with it. Don't die. And I'm saying leave, but yes, don't die with music inside of you. Unbelievable. So let me ask you this. There was something you said earlier about the women not having confidence. I remember being there, and after we spoke that Saturday, we all went to our little breakout areas, and I was actually in the foyer, and the women just surrounded me and were like, when can you come back? We want more information for women. So that was that. Yes, it's funny that you said that, because that's what they were asking. Can you just come back and do something for the women only? And we want to take you to some different areas other than right here in the city of Kenya. And I was thinking, really? Okay.
It's true. And it's the same thing for me. When I came off the stage that day, a lot of people came looking for me, and they said, we just want to ask you a question. How did you become so confident? Okay, now I see where the disconnect is, and we need to work on them. I mean, for me, it's a mission, it's a project. I'm definitely going to do it. I'm mentoring a lot of girls at the moment, and I have a lot of my mentees doing amazing stuff. I mean, somebody does 3 sessions for me, and they're running their own platform already, so I love that. I am blessed with that, and I will not call it upon myself. This is a calling. And when you have a calling, God guides you. God holds your hand, because I'm doing his work. That's it. It's plain simple. I'm just doing his work. I'm his messenger.
And you're doing such an amazing job. And I am so blessed to be graced with your presence right now. Truly, honestly, it means so much just to, I just said I can't take the notes. I have to go back and re-listen to the recording because I'm like missing everything that flies off of your tongue.
I'll try and write an email to you on the same. I think I'll remember half of what I said for sure.
Because it's so rich. Everything you said is definitely very rich. And if you were to have one takeaway for the world, because my audience is very huge, what would be like that gut feeling, like inspirational takeaway that you would leave for someone today?
I would leave with someone this: they need to conquer from within. They need to know that they can conquer from within. As long as they're living, they live out of fear and they get into a state of gratitude, nothing is going to go wrong, ever. For me, it's all about conquering from within. How do you conquer? How do you conquer from within? How do you conquer from yourself, your mind? You know, you always have to be in a state of gratitude. Dear God, thank you very much for the challenge that you've bestowed upon me. I ask you to hold my hand and guide me in the process of getting over this, but I am ready for the challenge. Believe me, I live in a state of gratitude every single day. I say thank you, Lord, 110 times every day. It's a religious mantra for me, but I have learned how to conquer from within. So my takeaway to the people out there, do not fear. Do not fear. Love yourself for who you are. Do not sell yourself short. Always keep yourself in a baseline of inspiration. Listen to good things and you'll get good things out. You listen to bad things, you'll have nothing but negative energy surrounding you. And I love everybody who's out here listening to my message. I pray for your health. I pray for your good sense. And I pray that you're always in a state of gratitude.
Honestly, 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 when I tell you that this young lady has been a spitfire, from the time she opened her mouth, I tell you, you have got to take everything that she has mentioned to you in Strive, put it to test. I'm leaving it in your heart. Just believe in the things that she has said to you today and live by them. Remember, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in with us every Wednesday on Overcoming Battles. This month is just beginning. So I have enjoyed our guest today. I look forward to your comments and your feedback from her. And she has already said I would be on one of your live shows. So again, thank you immensely for just tuning in with us today.
Thank you so much, Betty. Started removing some very nice inspirational YouTube videos. So thank you all for having me. Thank you, Betty. I'm sure we're going to connect again and will not stay disconnected this time for sure.
Oh my goodness, for sure.
And keep on doing the good work. Excellent platform. Love you so much. And yes, I will leave it with your permission.
Yes, yes. And tell us that your link again. I know you say YouTube, but what else was there?
Instagram. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, the same name all the way across.
Perfect. That's what I love.
And when all fails, they just type my name on Google.
Yes, yes, exactly.
All my handles there, yes.
So she says she's on the SSL as well. So just
and
type
if anyone has any pressing questions, they can send it to you and I will be more than happy to answer it for them.
Girl, yes, wait until the heat waves come. I love this.
Thank you.
Storytelling, y'all, just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Betty Speaks.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.